Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Banana Board looking to increase exports. Stay with us to find out more. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal of licenses is March 31, 2017. To facilitate meeting the deadline, the BGLC team will have representatives stationed at tax offices to assist with renewal of licenses for 2017 to 2018. The team will be at St. Anne's Bay, February 27 and 28, in Mandeville, March 6 and 7, Savannah Lamar, March 13 and 14, and in Montego Bay, March 20 and 21. For all dates and locations, follow BGLC on Facebook, visit our website at bglc.gov.jm, and see the press for details.
The Banana Board is targeting further increase in exports by year end. General Manager Janet Coney says Jamaica has received queries from several countries, particularly Europe, regarding potential export arrangements. She says exports have been increasing steadily since the resumption in 2011, after a three-year break, arising from the devastation of the sector by Hurricane Gustav in 2008. Following slow start in 2011 and 2012, exports picked up in 2013, when 78 tons of the fruit were sent overseas. Exports further increased to 211 tons in 2014, 312 tons in 2015, and 410 tons of the fruit were shipped in 2016.
We're also looking at increasing the exports that we have started back from 2011. The increase in export between 2015 and 2016 was 30%.
General Manager of the Banana Board, Janet Coney. The sector currently has approximately 3,500 acres of land being cultivated by some 2,000 farmers. Mrs. Coney said the fruit supplied through board-certified farmers and exporters is shipped mainly to the Cayman Islands, Canada, and occasionally the United Kingdom. Jamaica's ability to capitalize on and fulfill the growing overseas demand for banana depends to a great extent on local suppliers and producers attaining Global Good Agricultural Practices GAP certification. Global GAP is the worldwide organization that assures the implementation of safe, sustainable agricultural practices worldwide. It does so by setting voluntary standards for the certification of products while creating incentives for producers to adopt safe and sustainable practices. Mrs. Coney says this being carried out by the board through the Banana Export Expansion Program BEEP, supported under the Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures JBAM program. She says the program provides farmers with a number of benefits that are tailored to enhance their operations and position them for certification, thereby enabling them to export. These include infrastructure such as designated storage facilities for pesticides, insecticides, fertilizer, and other inputs. Farmers are also required to erect packing areas and install irrigation networks, among other things.
They get all of the inputs for the first crop on the program. We do it in a revolving loan program so we can continue the program.
This is being complemented by the introduction of tissue cultures for new and existing varieties of bananas aimed at boosting production. Implementation of BEEP is expected to be completed this year, as only 50% of the project is underway.
We believe that if we get larger volumes and we can ship in more feasible methods like by container, then the profits will be much better.
General Manager of the Banana Board, Janet Coney. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Blind man see neighbor fault. Translation: a blind man sees his neighbor's faults. And this means, too often we are blind to our own shortcomings, but quick to point out the faults of others. That's it for today's program. I'm Andre Palmer for producer Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.